right now, ladies and gentlemen.
And now, here he is, Ed.
Well, thank you very much. This is Ed Gutfeld. I'm humbled that you care about me that much to introduce me that way. But guess what? It's something else altogether. I want you to understand, because it is time.
It is time to cast off words, darkness.
Yeah, enough of those silly introductions. It is time. This is a timely broadcast in the times of the Gentiles, for the times and seasons of our life. Oh, we're going to have a good time today. This is Ed Gutfeld, and I'm so glad you joined us. We're just going to do some fun things, because we have, the Bible said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And why can we rejoice? Because something has been done about something that bugs us. Yeah, that's something that bugs us. One of them is time itself. Something's been done about that. We get to redeem the time. The Bible said, redeem the time, for the days are evil. We get to buy it back for eternity and do something magnanimous, something that pleases the heart of God and redeems it and buys it back. Every second count, every second counts, every word counts, every thought counts. And we're glad to say, praise God, that we're on the right side of time, because we've learned how to redeem it. And I pray you get on that side too. Hey, we have a sponsor this half hour. It's those wonderful people at 2Cor 10:4. Our sponsor this half hour is 2Cor 10:4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the father of lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2Cor 10:4. 2Cor 10:4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2Cor 10:4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10:4, this passage of spirit and life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2Cor 10:4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2Cor 10:4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2Cor 10:4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments.
Yeah, when we say moments, we mean moments. Yeah, because 2Cor 10:4 goes to work right away. You cast down those imaginations, those high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And I'll tell you what, it goes to work right away. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes, sir. Amen. So be it. Yeah, we're going to rejoice today. This is going to be a rejoicing program, and we're just going to have fun rejoicing in our victory. Is that okay? And we also have a little game show that we're going to do on the program a little bit later on called Make That Choice. And if you want to get involved, you can get on the phone, call 800-666-666-6666. Yeah. You call that number and you can get on. Hopefully you can make it and get on and be a part of the game show called Make That Choice. I want you to know something. Somebody's having a bad day, and it's not me. I guess you know who it is. It's the devil. You know why? Because we know it's time, yeah, for the reign of God. Come on, get out of your chair. Stretch your hands up. Give God some praise, because it's time for the reign of God. This is Steve Mitchinson. Yeah.
It's time for the reign of God. It's time for your light to shine. It's time for the kingdom of our God to be revealed. It's time.
Yes, it's time for the reign of God. That's Steve Mitchinson and Brian Dokerson. And wow, that's a powerful song. I think I can hear that 20 times a day and play nothing but that one right now, because it just does what needs to be done in me. Just, I mean, anything that tells me what time it is, I love it. There's two clocks, you know. There's a natural clock, and then there's a God's clock, and there's a eternal clock, and there's a time clock, and the time clock. The time clock is time about this time, and the eternal time clock is the time of eternity. And you, when you transfer something that's of time into eternity, you gain it and you buy it back, you redeem it, and it becomes eternal. And how do you do that except you live by faith? And everything you do by faith becomes an eternal task that gets rewarded throughout eternity. Somebody said, how do you believe that? Well, the Bible tells me that. It says all of our works are going to be tested with fire. And if you've done it by faith, it'll pass through the fire and it'll be eternally rewarded. So keep your heart set on God. And the sundial is the S-O-N dial. Praise the Lord. Just keep your heart set on the sundial of God, and you'll know what time it is in God's timetable. And the great thing about this life is redemption. Yeah, without redemption, there's lots of trouble. I just read that the Dow Jones dropped 400, almost 500 points today. My goodness, that's almost scary. And then, you know, the Palestinian Authority wants to vote, for a state and just kick Israel out. And all these kinds of things are happening. But you know something? We don't have the blues. We have the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I love this song. This is Ben Farrell. And it says, I've been redeemed. And we need to sing that out loud.
There's no more sadness in my life.
Come on, Ben, tell us about it.
There's no more poverty. All those dark clouds of sin, they're gone. All that misery.
Come on, let's join in, though, Ben.
I'm filled with joy and laughter.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Hey, no more reason to cry.
Oh, a better reason to live.
If you like to know, my friend, here is a reason why.
Come on, everybody sing it with me.
I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. How sweet it is. How nice it is. Just child of God, and I've watched the white snow. I've been reborn by the blood of Jesus. I've been reborn by the blood of the Lamb. How sweet it is, how nice it is, just to know I'm a child of. Tell it to the devil, and I'll tell it to my friends. I'll thank my heavenly Father every day, and I'll travel around this old wide world and follow where he leads me. I'll tell everybody Jesus is away. 'cause I've been reading.
Song I've Been Redeemed. And we have, and the Bible said in Galatians 3:13 that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus our Lord. And so we are beneficiaries of something so grand and so wonderful and so powerful that we need to start rejoicing right now that God has put us in a place. Oh my goodness. We are in a position to rejoice because we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We've been absolutely washed. And that curse is threefold: poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. And so we have a choice to make. There's poverty. Do you want poverty? Death. And sickness? No, we don't. Why? Because we've been given a promise from God, and we're going to keep that promise. And that song, this song, is going to bless you so good because we have been blessed in Christ, and we can walk in the blessing. This is Len Meek and a song called Deuteronomy. It talks about all the blessings of Abraham being ours. So let's rejoice and thank God for it. Sing it out loud.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Len Meek and Deuteronomy. That's out of Deuteronomy 28, of course, in the Bible. And it said, all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you shall love the Lord your God and keep his word and keep his commandments. And all these things are going to happen to us. And then, of course, he says, if you don't, all these curses are going to come on you. And if you ever read in Deuteronomy 28, it is an amazing. There's one scripture in Deuteronomy 28. I'll read this to you. And we're almost getting ready to play our game called Make That Choice. It'll be a debut for Make That Choice and should be a lot of fun. But it's a very, very simple principle in the Word, Deuteronomy 28. And I believe it's verse 62. Yeah, it is. It says, this is horrible. Oh, my goodness. No, let's not go there. Let's go part of the curse. Says in verse 67, in the morning you shall say, I wish it was evening. And in the evening you shall say, I wish it was morning. Boy, that's horrible. For the fear of your heart, wherewith you shall fear, and the sight of your eyes, which you shall see. You know, that's a hard place to be. If you're in that place right now, I don't know how you made it through the song Deuteronomy. But you're here, and thank God you are, because God loves you, and we love you. And boy, I've been here. I've been here not too long ago where I just said, man, I wish I just wasn't here. But, you know, the Lord has a way of lifting us up. And the scripture says that every curse that's not even written in this book of the law can come upon our lives if we choose that way to go. I mean, every curse that's not even written in here will be brought upon our lives. So even if it's not found written, whatever's ugly is the curse, is what I'm getting at. And depression's part of the curse. You don't have to have that. I don't have to have that. Boy, I've had it and I don't like it. Oh man, you get that thing off of me. I don't want it. I fight it like the plague. I fight it, you know, I just fight it tooth and toenail in the spirit though. You got to fight in the spirit. You got to have the Holy Spirit on you. You got to have the weapons of your warfare. But Deuteronomy 28, he says, you know, all these blessings, it'll come to pass, you know, if you'll listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God to observe to do all his commandments, I command thee this day that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you shall listen to the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the field, blessed shall you be in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of your ground, rather, the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kind, the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall you be in your basket, in your store. You get the point. It's just saying you're going to be blessed, man. You're just going to be blessed. And he said, your enemies will come one way, they'll flee seven. The Lord will command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and all that you set your hand to, and he shall bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. That's God's will, is for us to be blessed. Somebody said, well, you talk about blessings, blessing, blessing, blessing. Well, the opposite is the curse. Which one do you want? That's why we have this new game show called The Blessing, or rather, the choice is yours. That's right. And so make that choice. Sorry, this is the first time we've done it, so I got to get used to it myself. And I think it's time we go ahead and play our game. And the game is called Make That Choice.
And now, it's time to play, once again, that exciting game, make that choice.
Yeah. This is Bob Rubunks, and we welcome you to this exciting game called Make That Choice. We have Linda Smith on the line from Cincinnati, Ohio, and she wants to play the exciting game called Make That Choice. So we're going to play the game with Linda. Linda, how are you? Of course you can't. No, they can't hear you, Linda. This is a cheap operation here. We don't have a phone yet. But we will before too long, and we want you to be able to be comfortable, and that way your voice, even if it breaks up, it doesn't bother anybody. We have a simple choice for you to make. It's called Make That Choice for a reason. And the Deuteronomy 28 gives us 15 verses of blessings. And the choice is here. Very simple. Would you like to choose the blessing or choose the curse? To chapter 28, the first 15 verses, it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, the Lord will set you on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Yes, yeah, of course, that's for you. Sure. Blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the field, blessed shall you be in the fruit of your body, the fruit of the ground, the fruit of the cattle, the increase of your kind, the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall you be in your basket in your store, blessed shall you be when you come in, blessed shall you be when you go out. And the Lord goes on and says again and again and again that he's going to bless you and make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle, the fruit of your ground, the increase of your kind, the flocks of your sheep. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, and so on and so forth. But we have the opposite in verse 15. It says, it shall come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments, his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. So it was very, very hard, Linda. Tough question here. Make that choice. Well, it's just the opposite of the blessing. That's what it is. Okay, cursed shall you be in the city, cursed shall you be in the field, cursed shall you be in the basket, cursed shall you be in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your land, the increase of your kind, the flocks of your sheep. And the Lord will smite thee with consumption, and with fever, and with inflammation. Have we read enough yet, Linda? Extreme burning, sword, blasting, mildew, and all they shall pursue thee until you perish. And you're going to be depressed and everything else to go with it. Now, Linda, do you have enough information to make that choice? Yes, we'll give you just a moment. Of course we will. We're fair on this program. Go ahead, Linda. Think about it. The blessing or the curse? God's promise of the blessing. Listen to him. Do what he says. You're blessed. Don't listen. Don't do what he says. You're cursed. Okay, Linda, it's almost time to make up your mind and make that choice. Okay, Linda. Okay, Linda, what will your choice be? The blessing or the curse? Oh, I'm sorry, Linda. She says she needs more time to think about it. Well, I tell you what, for this one time, we'll allow that. You're going to have to stay tuned and find out what Linda from Cincinnati has made up her mind. Does she want the blessing or the curse next time on Make That Choice? Our sponsor this half hour is 2Core 10-4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the father of lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2Core 10-4. 2Core 10-4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2Core 10-4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10-4, this passage of spirit and life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2Core 10-4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2Core 10-4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2Core 10-4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments.
The pages said meet you at the information counter. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
That's okay, that's okay. If we hurry, we can make it.
Well, you're back here just in time. Just in time for John Waller. And our God reigns here. You know, the choices we make are very powerful. They're long-lasting. They have a lot of implications. We can choose the Lord our God. We can choose righteousness. We can choose His Word. We can choose life and blessing. We can resist the curse. We can tell it to leave. We're not under the curse. We're under the blessing. This is Our God Reigns Here, John Waller. Come on, rise up with authority.
Spirit of death, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Yeshua's name. Spirit of fear, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. You're not welcome here, so go. Spirit of doubt, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Yeshua name. Envy and jealousy, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. And go back from whence you came. Our God reigns here.
Yes, God reigns here. There's no doubt about it. John Waller. And we are not going to be pushed around. We are going to stand our ground because we serve God. And whom shall we fear except the Lord our God? He's the one we fear. He's the one that we look up to. He's the one that we cry to. He's the one that answers our prayers. He's the one and only one. Whom shall I fear? This is Daryl Evans. Yeah, that's Daryl Evans. Whom shall I fear? We have a choice to make. That's right. Who we fear and who we don't fear. You know, fear is a matter of choice. People don't like to hear that sometimes because it is, it's not easy. And we like things that are easy. It's like Linda from Cincinnati trying to make up her mind whether she wants the blessing or the curse. And you'd think that she could have made up her mind a little bit easier. And Bob Rubens tried to help her, but she couldn't do it. And sometimes that happens. I've seen it in church. I've seen it in people where they making up their mind for the blessing because it may take a little bit of effort. It may take speaking the word or praying or seeking God or coming to church a little more often. And that is just a hard choice for some people to make because the enemy has blinded people's minds and made them feel like this is too hard of a thing to do. And that's why we are on the offensive. We have absolutely just, you know, we have drawn a line in the sand, if you will. Thank you. I was looking for the word there. We've drawn a line in the sand. We've blown the trumpet. We've made it clear that God has spoken a word to our hearts to edify the world and that we're not going to stop. Team Edify is there because there's so many people in the valley of decision and trying to make up their mind. Do they want life? Do they want the blessing? Do they want the curse? And honestly, the enemy has some people so baffled. But Team Edify has come with a clear voice and a clear sound and a clear message that God is wanting to edify us to make the right choices. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome.
We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifyforlife.org and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression. We can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org.
That's right. We invite you to log on and sign up and get your Edify button and hand it out to somebody. Wear it. It is a simple tool to be a witness for the Lord. And you don't have to depend on that. Obviously, we have a heart that God touches, and our heart is the biggest testimony that we have. But this Edify for Life button is awesome, and it's a good conversation opener. And so we invite you to get involved with that. You know, Deuteronomy 30, chapter 30, verse 19 is probably the text for the whole service, the whole broadcast today. And it says, I call heaven and earth to record or record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. It's amazing to me that the choices were made, the choices were given, and the choices we make. And we act like we don't have a choice. We act like we are a slave of our circumstances. And sometimes I understand how that feels, but we can't live like that. You know, if Moses would have done that in Egypt, he would have never had the Passover that night. I choose the Passover. I choose to take the lamb. I choose to put the door blood on the doorpost. It was action. They had to do some things. And God may call you to blow the trumpet in your house and just lift up your voice and say, okay, tonight is my Passover. I'm lifting up my hands. I'm lifting up my voice. And we're leaving this place of depression and doubt and all this stuff. We got to serve somebody. It might as well be God. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start serving God with all my whole heart. And I enjoy this song by Bob Dylan. It's an older one, but it says you got to serve somebody. It may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. Let's serve the Lord.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage, money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be a state trooper. It may be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor. You may be blind or lame. Maybe living in another country under another name. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
working on a home. Might be living in a mansion, you might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord, you may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread, maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
As Bob Dylan, you're gonna have to serve somebody. It may be the devil and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. You know, we are not an island. No man is an island. And we do serve somebody. But God, we want to serve God. Amen. We want to serve Him. I like what it says in Philippians chapter 4. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Now, you don't have to do that. You can choose not to do that. You can say, well, you know what? I really don't want to rejoice. And I'm not a loud person. I'm a quiet person. And God, if you want me to rejoice, then that's too bad. And I know people like that. People do stuff like that. But, you know, God's just trying to help us. He's trying to help us along. You know, He's pointing us in the right direction. He's giving us all the weapons of our warfare. He's giving us angels. He's giving us everything that we can. And all we have to do is respond to Him and do what He say. Like one man said, do what He say. And just do what God says. Do what He says to us. And it's amazing. Because once you start getting in a habit of obeying God, and you see, the word obey is just a word for a strong word for love. And if you love God, you'll obey God. Yeah, obey is a love word. And so when we have a spirit of cooperation and a spirit of unity, it's because there's a strong spirit of love. And if we don't have a spirit of cooperation, if we don't have a spirit of unity, we don't have that. Choices are being made all the time. I choose to praise Him. I choose to pray. I choose to believe. I choose to, no, I just choose to not do that. And you see, you're setting something in motion when you do that. And that's why it's so important to make a choice and say, you know what? I'm going to choose today whom I'm going to serve. I'm not going to wait for circumstances to push me in such a way. While I've got breath, while I've got eyes, while I've got ears, while I've got a mind that works, I'm going to make my choice. This day,
Deuteronomy 30:19 said, "This day I will serve the Lord. As for me and my house," it says in Samuel, "I will serve the Lord." I'm making that choice today that I cannot be defeated. And I will not quit because I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And Kenneth Copeland wrote the, or sang this song anyway, and I just love it. It's an older style, but it still preaches, man, and it does me good. Because we cannot be defeated by a choice from heaven. Come on, everybody.
I was a loser most of my life. I knew no other way. I try and try, always faith, because of what I'd say. Then one day I met a man who took away all of my sin. He took me away from my losing ways and taught me how to win. I cannot be defeated, no, and I will not quit. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus, I've been loosed from Satan's pit. Jesus fought and he won the battles and he gave it all to me. I cannot be defeated. I'm saved, I'm healed, I'm free. The devil's pressure comes up now and then. He tries to make it look so bad. That's when I say God's at work in my life. I know I can't be had. I just lift up the word of God and give old Satan a fit. Cannot be defeated, and I will not quit. I cannot be defeated, no, and I will not quit. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus, I've been loosed from Satan's pit. Won a battle, he gave it all to me. I cannot be defeated. I'm saved, I'm healed, I'm free. I cannot be defeated, no, no, and I will not quit. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus, I've been loosed from Satan's pit.
This microphone is hot. Oh, yeah, I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit. That's Brother Copeland. And I'll tell you something. It's the Word of God, because it said, I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and I'm loosed from Satan's pit. Jesus fought. He won the battle, and he gave everything to me, because Jesus did not win anything for him. He won it for us. He gave it to us. He gave us the victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our excited personality. No. Even our faith, and that faith touches God's heart. And it says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. But I'll tell you something, the reverse is true. With faith, it's possible, totally and completely possible to please him. And when I'm living by faith, I'm pleasing him.
This is a way of life. This isn't a happy song. This is not a band struck a great chord and made me feel happy. This is the word of God. This is when nothing else feels right, the word feels right. This is when nothing else looks right, the word looks right. This is when nothing else can capture my attention. His throne can capture my attention. His heart, his eyes. Oh my goodness, his eyes are like flames of fire. Jesus's eyes are like flames of fire because he's so full of love. He doesn't want you hurt. He doesn't want you defeated. He doesn't want you beat up. He cares about you. He loves you. He is your Lord. He is your Savior. If you've not received him, you do it right now. Say it out loud. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior. I start all over right now. I'm going to walk in your ways. I'm going to walk in your kingdom. I'm going to walk in your power. You're mighty to save, mighty to deliver. I put all my trust and confidence in you. And I know you're able to deliver. Glory to God. If that's your prayer, then you become a Christian. You let us know. Yeah, get on the internet and ship us a email, vccmarin@gmail.com, vccmarin@gmail.com, and we will respond quickly to you, or you can go to edifyforlife.org, edifyforlife.org, and we'll respond to you there. Either way, we love you in the name of Jesus. I know something great is about to happen in our lives, because we serve a mighty Savior who's mighty to deliver. Let's listen to this one more song. This is Hillsong, Mighty to Save. You can move a mountain, God. You can do exceeding abundantly beyond all that I can ask or think. You're mighty to save. Here's the compassion of heaven right now, reaching out to your heart. Thank you, Jesus.
Mercy upon me.
that's mighty to save. That's the Lord. That's our Lord God. That's it. That's how mighty He is. That's how loving He is. That's how caring He is. He's the mighty one who's able to move the mountain. All you got to do is speak to it. All we got to do is set our hearts on God and just say, Lord, help me and fill me with your word. Fill me with your strength. Give me something from your eternal word and put it in your heart and begin to speak it. And God said, I'll move that mountain. But we speak to that mountain. He needs us to do that. When they marched around Jericho, God could have knocked that wall down the first day, but he needed the people of God to march around Jericho. And then they gave a loud shout. And somebody said, I don't shout. Well, you do now because you love your Savior. He shouts for you. You can shout right back. Lord, we thank you so much for your tenderness, your care, your love, your concern. We thank you so much that you are the one who is mighty to deliver. You're the one who's mighty to reach his arms out to us and strengthen us. We're here to edify people. We're here to lift people up. This is Right Now Radio. We're speaking a now word of God that will cause you to live above the beggarly elements of this world. This is Ed Gutfeld. We're so glad you're with us. This is a program called It Is Time. And we're glad that you redeemed it with us. Keep on redeeming it. You know, it's time to shout to the world the greatness of our God. It's time to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put off the powers of darkness. Put off the flesh. Put on the spirit. Put on the mind of Christ. And tell somebody with a loud shout that it is time.